with you folks here, here in the churches. We've been a real blessing to the new friends that we've met since we've been here. It's a real blessing to our life. I want you to know that. I'll never forget you as we get on down the road. We'll never forget these hours that we got to share with each other, and the messages and the fellowship and the tears we shed together, and just the rejoicing and fellowship. It's just great to be an old sinner saved by the grace of God. Just don't never forget where the Lord found you, where the Lord brought you from. Well, I tell you what, listen, that just thinking about where you was at or where you could be tonight if it had not been for the grace of God. I just heard recently, I think it was here in Alabama where it happened at, that they said that there was a preacher out, and he was all discouraged, and he just couldn't get his church going, and he couldn't get nobody out to come out to visit the church. And they said he was really going through a state of depression. And they said he was going to go out and visit him, didn't have nobody to go out and visit him with him, and said he drove up in front of this house. And he said when he drove up in front of this house, there was a man in the front yard. Had an old water hose, taking that water hose and just shooting it around like that. And he said, while he was doing it, he said, this old dog, he said, this dog just kept him jumping up and down, and this dog would just jump up and turn cartwheels, he'd shoot him with that water hose. And the preacher rolled out his window and said, sir, I want to talk to you about coming to church. But he said, that dog's acting crazy. He said, you reckon that dog will bite me if I get out of my car? I said, no, preacher, that dog is harmless. You just get out and come on in. So that preacher got out of there. And boy, I tell you, that man had that water hose. He kept shooting at that dog. And that dog turned cartwheels, and boy, he just threw his head back and forth like that. And so the preacher went to sit on the front porch. And he asked that man. The man cut the water hose off, come sit down talking to the preacher. And the preacher said, I was out on visitation today and said, I wanted to ask you to come down to church. But he said, I want to ask you something. What in the world was the matter with that crazy old dog? You out there with that water hose, what was he jumping around about? He said, well, preacher, said it ain't been very long ago. He said, just me and my dad lives here in this house. And he said, we was having a septic tank put in around back of the house. And he said, whenever the septic man came and he took the cover off the top of the septic tank lid, he got down in there and he needed some parts. And he said, he told us, he said, look, he said, I got to run into town. Don't nobody go around back, he said, because that lid is off the septic tank. And he said, I want you just to stay away from that tank as much as you can. And that man says, preacher, he says, what happened is, he said, while me and my dad were sitting on the front porch, he said, I don't know if it was a rabbit or a squirrel or something run across the front yard, but he said, something jumped that old dog, and he took off a running, went after it was in that backyard, and he ran, and he fell slam in that septic tank with all that sludge and mire and grit and everything in there. And he said, my dad was sitting on the front porch with me, and he said, I could hear that old dog hollering. And he said, my dog said, son, if you want that dog, you better go down in there and get him. Do you get it?
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Yeah. Yes!
He said, Dad, I want that dog more than the rest of the world. He said, if you want him, you'll have to go down to the back and mall and to get him. But our boy said, I dropped the ladder down in there. He said, every time I tried to reach for him, he said he was about to go under. He said he'd snap at me. He tried to fight me. He tried to rebel on me. And I said, calm down, boy. I'm just trying to save your life. That's all I'm trying to do. He said, I reached out and caught him. He said, when I got him out of there, he smelled. He was rotten. He was dirty. He had been in the muck and mire. I turned on that water hose and I washed him down good. And he said, every time I turned that water hose on, that dog don't never forget the day that he got washed. Never forget the day that you was in the muck and mire, and the Lord bless you, alright? Amen. That's not a dog couldn't even forget it. We ought not forget it either, is that right? Is that right? We ought not never forget the day that the Father said to the Son, if you love that old Gentile dog down there, go get him. Is that right? And he washed us clean and put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And every time the word of God is spoken, it ought to excite you. It ought to make you jump up and down.